Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. So, for this trip going up to the Gate of the Traveler, when does it leave? Is it leaving this day, or are you guys leaving tomorrow morning, sort of thing?
How you guys think? I think the...
Let's get going.
They're getting ready to leave, and we're getting on board.
Cool. Yep.
We can't lag behind these lizard people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just trying to creep me out.
So, Trade Town.
They keep watching us and eyeing us weirdly.
Those extra eyelids.
But so then as you guys are packing up your stuff and getting ready to go, the salamanders are going to be packing up their stuff and get going as well. They're taking their new group over to Anomalous, which is this city over here by the Blessed Lake. So they're going to be just leaving you guys alone, and you guys are going to be heading up north. This journey, where's my measuring tool? This journey is about 45 miles to get there. So with riding on a sort of carts and stuff, how long do we think? 2 days to get there? 3 days?
I figured it would be one day.
One day? Okay.
I think in real life, flat, sort of easy traveling just by foot, you can go 30 miles.
In a day? Really?
That seems like a lot, Joe.
Yeah. Or maybe I've just only hiked in the mountains, so I don't know, but...
Backpackers say like 15, 12 is a lot.
Yeah.
12 is like max. But on flat, I could see 20.
I definitely think this is pretty flat. So, but as you get closer to the mountain range and stuff, there's probably some foothills and things. So let's leave it up to the Perilous Journey roll then. So if you guys get a 10 plus, we can get there in like one, maybe 2 days. If it's a mixed success, 2, maybe 3, depending. And if it's a miss, 3, possibly 4, as in you guys ran into trouble and stuff. So we'll do that. And then...
Stepped in a gopher hole!
Yep.
Let me get the Perilous Journey. Forgot what the tier.
Yeah, let's see. So we need one person to act as a trailblazer, to scout ahead. Yes.
Can I spout lore?
About what?
It's just nervous. That the gophers are really big and that hole was actually like 3 people across. So stepping in a gopher hole took a couple days. No. Yeah, just kidding. Let's wait for the roll.
Yeah, I was gonna say too, are you setting up gophers to be like a tremor situation?
Oh yes, I am. Oh great. Yeah, let's do it. God yes.
Adding notes.
Big fan of that movie.
So we got like monster gerbils in this world, or
gophers.
Yeah, big furry things that just burrow underground.
And they're very long too. Can they be very long? Three times as long.
Long.
I might have to draw this. It sounds hideous. And they're translucent.
Are they like naked mole rats type of thing?
They got some fur, but like they're a evolutionary transition.
God damn it, Rufus.
Yeah. So I guess they're coming out at night. Great. So then maybe that'll be a thing you guys could run into if this takes, 2 days. Because if you have to camp out at night, maybe it's a thing you gotta look out for then. Thanks, Lisa.
Yay!
All right. So we need... undertake a perilous journey. When you travel through hostile territory, choose one member of the party to act as a trailblazer, one to scout ahead, and one to be the quartermaster. Each character with a job will do rolls plus whiz. On a 10 plus, quartermaster reduces the number of rations required by 1. The trailblazer reduces the amount of time it takes to reach your destination. GM will say how much. The scout will spot any trouble quick enough to let you get the drop on it. 7 to 9, each role performs the job as expected. Normal number of rations assumed. Journey takes as expected. Nobody gets the drop on you, but you don't get the drop on them. So this is a wisdom roll, so who wants to do what?
I can do wisdom maybe for trailblazer.
Trailblaze, okay.
I'll quartermaster it up, and Fluffernubs, I think you're going to perk up if you notice anything weird. Mina, watch Fluffernubs.
You got it.
She's a scout.
She's a scout.
She is the scout. I was going to say I could be the scout anyways, so that works out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we wisdom roll?
Wisdom.
Is it wisdom for all three of these?
Wisdom for all three. Oh, good start. Okay. All right. Trailblazer fails. Mark XP.
I level.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Let's see. Trailblaze. This is the one that takes the most time to get there.
Yay! Cool. Gophers!
Your wish is my command.
They're clear gophers.
All right.
Translucent, disgusting monster gophers.
Gopher yeah. worm. Monster. Translucent monster gopher worms.
Yeah.
Gopher worms?
Oh, yeah, remember they're like three times as long as like the normal dimension for a gopher? Gross.
Let's see. Are they smart at all? Or are they kind of, do they travel in groups? How do you know you can find gophers?
What'd you say?
How do you, what do you need to look out for when you, with these gophers?
Large holes.
Large holes. Okay. Big. Do they travel in groups?
Maybe occasionally up to three, but okay. Usually like maybe up to like four.
Three to four.
If they're okay. A particularly social group, but generally pairs and lone rangers. Lone diggers. Sorry.
Yeah.
What if they're, taking care of their young, are they even scarier then?
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Do human size gophers.
Are they made for life?
Of course. You got to.
Okay. Very respectable gopher worms.
Yeah.
They are. They're monogamous gopher worms. Not to be confused with the polygamous gopher worms in the north.
Man.
In the perilous wastes. I mean, you gotta take what comes to you in that those kinds of conditions. So,
yeah,
they've evolved a different culture.
Hold on, I gotta get the door.
All they right. Definitely have like a matron gopher.
Matron gopher?
Oh, there's boy. Like one gopher that they're all afraid of, but she like schools them all. She's like super old.
Gotta be.
And there's another one in the perilous waste. And they're sisters. And they're definitely magical. You should stop me at some point. I'm just gonna
keep going. Why would I do that? I'm just, you know, I'm over here building a monster and you just keep giving me great ideas.
Just keep helping.
Yeah, you're helping me. I mean,
they're definitely magical and like super old and like
probably. You're building up a boss for us to die against.
Yeah! Translucent gopher worm! Well, I imagine this whole like ancient war between the matron gopher of the south and the matron gopher of the north, and it was over.
Let me guess, they also spit acid.
No, definitely not. That makes no sense, Joe.
Ugh. Do they spit anything though?
They shit acid.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're gonna do a map in situation. So the way this goes is like you must run into these gophers early. Because, like, this takes, like, some time. It's going to take you a lot of extra time to get there. So it must be, like, you get out of there and, like, a couple miles down the road, all of a sudden it's like, oh, one of the carts falls in a hole in the road. So what do you guys do? This
fucking sinkhole just opens up and engulfs the cart.
Yeah. What do you guys do?
Somebody needs to, like, discern realities. Oh, wait, that's wisdom.
So she failed the map roll.
Yeah,
but I didn't fail the scouting.
That's right. My mistake. Right. Actually, this would be...
Because if there's dangerous mole worms ahead, or gopher worms ahead, then I feel like I would have seen them before we ran into them.
Scouting. Oh, but they're underground!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they would ambush underground for sure. Oh, especially, God. I mean, like... Nobody told you about this. Would you even, how would you
be on the lookout for it? Even asked. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any particular dangers we need to be worried about? Oh, no. Don't worry about the gopher worms.
They're fine. No. Yeah. Everything was, it's supposed to be a nice, safe trade route.
Yeah. That's what I said, right? Trade route. Yeah. It's a safe journey, easy passage and stuff. Nope. There's a fucking hole in the middle of the road. You're, Emil, you're right. You should have gotten the jump on it and be able to do this. So you can do, we can move this hole and like we'll pull out this cart back over here. But yeah, you were able to find like, you know, hey, there's a sinkhole here before a cart gets into it too. So what do you guys do? Do you guys like leave Same these the guys off to try to do the like or try to be around it? Do you try to search for what caused it? What do you guys do?
Caleb, do you think these are those weird gopher worms you keep talking about? Wait, what else would make this kind of hole?
Do we even know about these?
Oh wait, I thought you did. No. I thought you were telling us about them. I thought you were spouting lore about these.
No.
I never made a roll.
Oh.
Oh!
We went for it. Okay.
We just went for it. Here we are.
We're here now. Yeah. Let's do some discern realities.
Yeah. Good place to start.
Okay. Crashing into the hole, I wake up from my nap. I look around, I discern realities, and...
Oh, Jesus. Okay, he discerns realities. Thank God.
Yeah, what's this for, Lisa? 9.
I was discerning realities, but let's let Joe do it, please.
He wakes up from his nap. What do you see? First thing you see on your when you wake up.
Yeah. What's the question, Joe? You got a 9. You asked one question.
What here is not what appears to be? This is supposed to be a safe route. Why is there a giant effing hole?
Yeah, what it appears to be. I mean, the first thing immediately is like the cart guy's like, oh my God, the fucking gophers are back. I can't believe it. What? We got rid of these guys. We were not expecting them here. This is must be a new colony moving in.
Gophers? But the only gophers I know of are small.
Oh, these ones are big. You got to watch out.
Was this hole made by one gopher?
Possibly. See that big tunnel over there? You could fit a whole body inside of that. Watch out.
Sure could. So who's going in?
Who's going in? Why are we going in? Can we go around?
You just said we were putting a body in there.
I said you could fit a body in there.
Same Galen,
you gotta
thing.
Listen up sometimes.
Oh, no.
I do listen.
I know you guys killed that vampire, but please, we just need to get through this route. What do you guys do?
Did we notice anything, or did we just fall into the hole?
The Emil succeeded on his perilous journey roll, so he was able to like stop the cart before you guys fall in the hole. So we're gonna start off like there is this sinkhole in front of you that's blocking the path, and then we'll go from there. What do you guys do?
Well, everybody, it seems like the natural course of action is just go around this and hope we don't have to
for
deal
once.
With it again.
I agree with you.
Only once.
Only once. That's it. Yeah.
Never there's like some... to be agreed with again.
Never.
For the first time in forever, I agree with you.
What's the surrounding area we're in? Are we in like a forested area or like a sandy area? Like I'm thinking Tremors now, which is like desert world, but this isn't deserty. Right.
Not deserty. It's kind of like grasslands about. There's definitely a couple trees and stuff around, but like there's this big trail you guys can go through. Maybe some, if you guys just want to like try to go around it though, I think that's just going to be like a strength to make sure you guys can pull the carts through like the mud or something to get around it. So,
Could I also do a discern realities? See if there's, or is there only, should we just do one thing? Like we could see if there's any tracks from these worms that we might.
Do you have anything about that? I thought you had some stuff. I think hunt and track. Here you go. When you follow a trail of clues left behind by a passing creature, roll plus whiz. On a 7+, you follow the creature's trail until there's a significant change in its direction. On a 10+, you also change one. So yeah,
Let's do that. Let's do that instead of
discerning realities. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
And okay, so you get to add fluffer nubs to it as well. So.
Okay.
We have plus wisdom, pull out the +2 for fluffer nubs. +2, you get a 9. All right. Significant change. You get a bit of useful information about the core. Oh, no, you don't get any of that. Okay, cool. Yeah, you see that the trail kind of fall, like there's the tunnel. It goes off towards the north, which would be, which the crew around you, the travelers let you know like, oh yeah, that's towards where the monolith is. Ooh. The megalith is, yeah.
Do you guys still want to see this monolith? I think these worms are going straight to it.
Even more.
Yes, 100%.
All right, so you guys leave. All
right, we got some weirdos here. I guess we're going.
Great. Do you guys leave these carts behind then and just go off, go try to find this monolith?
How far is this monolith?
It's probably a couple hours away.
Oh, what?
Hell no. Let's push these carts through the mud.
It's like off the trail. So where do you guys?
I thought it was like on the way.
You can find it. Yeah, it's on the way. But like you got to like get off. It's like a little bit off to the side and stuff. It's not like a Stonehenge type of thing where it's like, you can drive by and wave
to us. Oh, that town was awful.
I mean, on the way for 45 miles means like, oh, you're going in that direction. But yeah, it's probably like, right. I mean, like you can take a little detour off the road and still make it back in time to get on your carts. Do that. So.
Besides, there's probably no holes if we go around this one.
Yeah.
Probably.
Definitely true.
If you guys are going to help them get around, roll me a strength.
I'll roll strength, guys.
Wait, do we all roll strength?
Just one of you. Oh my god, you guys are all so weak. Yeah.
Oh, how am I weak? I thought I was Oh, it's my constitution that's high.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Your strength is zero.
Anyone got better strength than me?
Everybody else is a minus one.
I guess it's me! Lord almighty!
Are you trying to push us into the hole?
I suck in everything.
Mark XP. What happens?
That shit falls in the hole.
Or does a gopher come out of the hole and grab you?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's what happens.
You guys see this long, kind of translucent animal just pop out of the hole, grab Dalem by the arm, and just yank him back underground.
Super excited there, but I'm pretty sure he shouldn't be. We should go after him.
Okay, I will defy danger using my intelligence.
How so? What is this exactly? Describe to me what you're trying to do.
The natural predator of these giant moles is the giant hawk. So I run over to the edge of the hole, spread my arms, and go, ka-ka! Ka-ka!
I don't know if this is going to do anything because I think he's gone. Like he's got it. He's got a body. He's going to go. He's going to go back to his thing. I don't think this.
So I just rolled with my intelligence. That failed. However, I'm going to test my luck.
I'm saying, Joe, there's no roll here. I'm saying it doesn't, there's nothing that like you're going to try to, you go up to the hole and try to make your caw noise. That animal is gone with Dalem in tow. What do you guys do?
My toe.
Yeah, he has your toes.
My toe!
I yell into the hole, Dalem, can you still hear us?
Can I?
Guys, I think he's very far. These worms are pretty fast.
Dalem's going to try to feed that thing some dwarven hardtack and see if it spits him out.
He's holding on to you. He's not like eating.
Oh, okay. But
you can try to shove some hardtack in his mouth. Defy danger. What would that be?
Stupidity.
Acting fast or enduring. Quick thinking. Powering through.
Charisma.
Charm or social grace.
Trying to charm him. Like, here's some food. Don't eat me.
I think it's quick thinking.
Quick thinking. That's an intelligence roll.
Yeah. No.
I'm just trying to what I think it is.
Yeah.
Maybe Dalem had some insight into the personal needs of this creature and wisdom?
Mental fortitude? I don't know if that makes sense.
Nope. Okay.
Maybe it is charm though. Like you get to like an open area underground, basically, like maybe a nesting area for these guys.
Okay.
And you definitely see a couple around you. And then from there, that's when you offer the food in order to like get one over on them in a way. Or what do you think?
A trade, basically.
Yeah, offer them food. Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh my gosh. I have a voice that transcends language.
You do? Yes.
Yes, I do. I can talk to them.
Can they respond?
There's such a thing as body language? speech and clicks.
Maybe. All right. Like, what do you say?
My
what
voice
do you
transcends language, but do I understand what they say back to me? Probably not.
Right.
Sorry, continue.
Okay.
Yeah. Lisa, what is this? What are you trying to say or do?
So I guess Dalem sees that there's some around and it looks like a nesting area. And he's assuming, I guess, he's wondering if he's going to be used as food.
Uh-huh.
And so he says, are you hungry? Do you want me for food? There's a better way.
Roll charisma.
Woo! Wow, eight. My rolls are just really not great today.
Yeah. They are surprised. They don't expect you to be able to talk to them at all. And like this kind of like, they just kind of whip their heads like, what? Why is this person clicking in our language and stuff? And they approach you tentatively. Do you hand them, which food do you hand them? The rations or the dwarven hardtack?
Dwarven hardtack. He says, I want to help. As he hands them like each some, well, he'll hand one of them, the closest one. Maybe the one okay. that took him.
Mark off one use of your hardtack. And I want to read this. Dwarven hardtack. Dwarf says it tastes like home. Everyone else says it tastes like home if home was a hog farm and on fire.
I mean, maybe they're into that. They dig and stuff. They're kind of like dwarfy.
I don't know. I think you see one of them bite into it, kind of choke a little bit, but they don't keep attacking you. Instead, they're just really interested in your bag to see if you have anything else.
What do you do? Oh, you guys are kind of cute, aren't you? I hand them a dungeon ration.
They certainly prefer that.
Okay.
Mark off a ration.
All right.
The other two, what do you do?
There's no way we're going to catch this worm by going into the hole. I think we should just go to the monolith. And I think there's going to be there. Let's hope it's there.
You're hitting my bond right now so perfectly. Mina is just so flippant. That makes me not trust her. So, Joe, would you think a party crasher would apply here? Traditionally, a place with people.
When you brazenly start into a place you're not supposed to be, I don't know how this would work on a bunch of gopher worm
thing. Yeah.
Just because, like, they'll see you and you'll immediately draw attention to yourself because you're not one of them.
I'm trying to see, like, what I could do that would make any sort of sense.
I mean, what's your impulse? Because, like, everything, if we're still trying to figure out something to do, I mean, like, it'll just fall under defy danger at this point, where when you act despite an intimate threat or suffer a calamity, say how you deal with it and roll. So, like, we can just talk through, like, what is it that Joe does in this moment? What does he try to do? And then figure out a move from there, because maybe it's not specifically one of your moves.
Okay, well, we need to go save her. Can't just abandon our friends.
Okay.
So, could go into the hole and try and follow it to find out where he went. Have we heard any other like sounds of like where Dalem could be?
The tunnel leads to the north that I already said, up towards where the megalith is. And
yeah, but we don't know that yet.
No, not for sure, like, if it's going to be there, but I mean, like, what was Nina's...
Guys, I can feel it. Yeah. Puffin' Ups can feel it, too. There's a place of power nearby, and that's where they're gathering.
But also, too, Joey, Mina, you have Hunt and Track, so I mean, like...
It's true.
Yeah, so we can roll that again, and then that could be the move that we use to try to get going on the clues and stuff. Like, maybe there's like, oh, it's like a gopher mound or something, so like maybe there's like a little bit of turned up dirt and stuff on your way as you like, okay, here's where this going before we have a trail, we can find it.
So I believe they're going towards the monolith, but I'd say as we're going, I'm just tracking the whole time, like, you know, on the ground, yeah, looking for holes, deposits, anything.
Roll wisdom.
How bad is it?
So it's a four. plus your two from your cunning Fluffernubs. Joe, do you want to roll an aid to help Mina track?
Yeah. Let's do that.
2d6 plus 1.
What do you see here? You got anything useful for me?
What am I rolling?
2d6 plus 1 for a bond.
Okay. So, 8.
Great. So, this succeeds. And as you guys are... You guys make your way up there as you're rolling around. Mina, you don't get any bonuses or anything this, but you need to do in that direction. It is running towards the megalith, so you guys are able to kind of scope that out, and you're going to be able to make your way up there. And as you guys are making your way up there, you hear some loud rumbling as it seems like something much bigger is coming from underground.
Guys, here comes the T-Rex worm.
Dalem, what do you do? What are you doing right now? Are you just kind of trying to make friends? Yeah,
I
was
like, what do I do? Where am I relative to this occurrence?
So they are like up here running around, running into like the grasslands and stuff, trying to scope out and try to get up to you and stuff. And they see like, oh, there's something they feel or hear or see like some rumbling in the dirt of like, oh, there's something bigger coming. And Dalem, what are you doing right now in this moment? Are you hanging out with your new gopher friends?
Yeah, I think I wanted to use my disco flame to like make pretty pictures for them and delight them.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So like, can I like change the shape of it or anything? It says I have complete control over the color.
Color.
Item I touch glows with divine light. Okay.
There you go. Okay. So roll us a wisdom then and see how this goes. Whoo boy. Okay. So what does this look like? What's glowing?
I think mark XP. I touch a rock.
Okay.
Make it glow softly with a soft, like a gentle white light.
Okay. Before we continue, don't forget to mark experience.
Just did.
Got it. Okay. Do you kind of like play around with the little gophers then?
Yeah, I think like at first they like it maybe, but then I have this very bright idea because we all know how bright Dalem is. He makes one of them light up.
Oh.
And maybe they don't like that as much.
No, the other three get very worried. And since this is light, this distraction from these kind of underground creatures, the big one comes in and eats the glowing one.
Oh, no!
But now, though, there is this giant gopher in front of you, and the other three seem to be cowering in front of it a little bit.
Oh, no. And we can definitely see the glowing one, like, writhing inside of the big one.
As it, like, kind of, like, slowly starts to go out and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is so sad.
Were we there to see this?
I think you hear, like, this giant gopher, like, come up, like, kind of roar as it comes into out of the ground into the nest and stuff, so you guys can follow that to it, but you guys are not there yet.
Okay, cool.
But Dalem, what do you do as you stare up at this giant creature?
Light another one of the little gophers white and run.
Roll me another wisdom.
Sick. Oh wait, oh man, what if I made the gopher itself the big one white? And then it tried to eat itself, maybe. Ah, I don't know. No, that's what I did. I already called it.
Yeah.
Finally!
10. Good. All right. So you make another one. The little ones glow. The big one is certainly distracted and, like, confused. Because, like, you can see what it is now that was glowing. So, like, the big one's distracted and, like, kind of, like, batting around the little one. Like, wait, why are you glowing? What's happening? What are you doing with this? It is distracted. At this moment, I think we can have Joe and Mina have arrived over as you see like this. I guess it would be like there's an opening that goes into like this cave where you see this glowing glowing gopher worm and your friend Dalem there. What do you guys do?
We just ran through the tunnels, right?
Or I thought you guys were running on top of ground and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so we're on top of ground. We're looking down. We see this happen.
Yes.
How far down is it?
This thing's big, so probably 20, 30 feet down.
All
probably,
right.
Probably 20 feet. Let's do 20 feet. 30 is too, that's huge.
20 feet?
Yeah, 20 feet.
All right. Right up there. Look over. I see that and go, huh. Hey, need any help?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
As Dalem is like running, right?
Yeah, like there's the giant one is distracted. So like this is the moment where you can get away. So what do you do?
He's like, Dalem like runs over and he's hiding behind like a stalactite or something.
Okay.
Some boulder or something. He's like digging in the ground trying to hide.
Yeah.
Oh man, good thing I just bought some adventuring gear with interestingly enough, 20-foot rope.
Hey, look at that. Mark off an adventuring gear and so you can use that to try to get him out.
Hey, can you climb up the rope?
Oh, I hope so.
What do you do with the rope? Do you try to pull it? Do you try to tie it off? What do you do with the rope?
I'd say me, Mina, and Fluffernubs all grab the rope. Actually, no, we do tie it off first. That is a smart thing to do.
We tie it off to Fluffernubs?
We tie it off to whatever is around us that is that can not be easily displaced.
You can find a rock or something.
Rock.
Fluffernubs is my rock.
Stump.
Roll me a, what would that be? Dexterity for acting fast to see how well you can tie this knot.
Okay.
Joe. Okay, hold mark on. XP. What's
wait, wait,
up?
Wait. I would like to lower my luck by one and re-roll for fool's luck.
Oh, this does say whenever. Okay, yeah, lower the luck and then re-roll it.
The fool's luck, it's currently a 3, down to 2. And I re-roll a dexterity?
Yes.
Can I help him?
Yeah, you can help him.
It's just 2d6 plus 1.
Yeah, for bond.
So quickly flipping over this rope, and it's just like, I'm not making any knots, I'm just kind of flipping it over one over the other.
Yeah. Luckily, though, Joe was able to help you out, so you guys were able to tie this knot. Mina was able to help Joe.
Fluffernubs puts her paw there. Yeah. I go, oh yeah, right it over. And, Mina, you just go, just get out of the way.
Yeah. All right. So, Dalem, you have this cure rope. What do you do?
And then Fluffernubs finishes tying the knot, right? Mina says, get out of the way, and then Fluffernubs ties it.
Mina has thumbs.
Yeah, but Fluffernubs is...
Fluffernubs is watching over the whole thing, though.
Oh, wait, I had a forward.
Did you have one forward?
Yeah, I did.
Because everyone laughed.
Yeah. But,
it all worked out.
It all worked out still. So. All
right.
Okay, yeah. What happens to this rope?
Yeah, this rope comes down behind next to you. What do you do?
Does it have like a little loop in it or anything, or it's just a rope?
It sounds like it's just a rope.
Just a rope.
Just a rope. You can climb. We can pull.
I think he just he ties a little loop in the end and puts his foot in it and then holds on and tugs twice.
Signal.
Who's pulling? Are you guys gonna pull?
We both pull. Right, Mina?
Alright, somebody give me a strength roll and somebody give me a bond roll for it to help.
Yeah, because we're gonna need the help.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Who's rolling?
Strength and bond, you said?
Yeah.
Alright. Joe, you roll the strength.
Alright. Oh boy.
That's probably the safe bet because you could re-roll stuff. So 3.
Can I just roll bond again?
Roll bond again. So, okay, plus, so you guys both got a 7. Okay, so yeah, you guys are able to pull. Dalem, you're kind of like raising yourself out of the hole, and as you're doing it, the giant gopher takes note of you and starts moving towards you. What do you do?
What do I do?
Nom, 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 nom. Big teeth, big front teeth coming at you.
I think I gotta test my luck for fun.
Okay, what are you hoping for?
Hope to God that another gopher like opens up a hole underneath that gopher.
There's always a bigger fish this situation.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at you. All right, roll your luck.
Okay, well, hang on. I could think of something better, but that's like the first thing that came to mind.
2d6 plus 0, if that's what you want to do. Are you gonna also, let's see.
I mean, it's not a great, it's probably not going to work, so.
Right.
I'm reading my stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to look through it, too. You can I am the law it.
I could.
Yeah. Yeah, I am the law, voice of authority it.
Yeah. I am the law.
Yeah, that seems good.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to change the. I was thinking about changing the name of I Am the Law to Voice of Authority because, like, I Am the Law speaks to paladins having, like, established religion, which you don't have, whereas Voice of Authority is sort of like a. Oh, wait, Dune's coming out. Like a Bene Gesserit, like, weirding voice type of situation.
Mm. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do it. I order Charisma. It to stand down, creature. You know not what you hunt.
All right, give me a charisma.
Oh, God.
9. On 7+, they do what you say. They back away cautiously and flee or attack you.
Oh, no, they choose one.
I get to choose.
I would like to aid, if that's possible.
How exactly? Because this
I'm looking over the edge and go, hey, mole, go away. Go away, mole, go away.
Do you use like a piece of equipment or something to try to scare it off? Like if you use one of your adventuring gear uses and I'll let you do that.
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Sorry, it's just hard because she's using literal magic to try to do this. So I'm trying to figure out. Maybe it's just a thing of like.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? No, let roll the bond. Like it's just like one more person up there trying to scare it off. So yeah, you don't need to do anything. Just roll a bond.
Well, the other option is test your luck.
You want to test your luck. Okay.
But would that's basically the test of your luck has to happen with something I do, right?
Yeah. When you hope against hope that things go your way.
Okay, in that case, I don't do that.
Okay.
Your way is our way right now, okay?
Yeah. But also, I should say, too, on a 10+, the only thing you get is you get to take a +1 forward with them. These choices of they do what you say, they back away, or they attack you still exist. They still are my option. I still get to do them. But it just makes it easier. You just get an easier time dealing with them in the future. So I think it's a mix. I think, as you say that, the little ones duck out. They go away. And the big one, though, kind of stays. And you are in the gopher den, so it is gonna keep coming at you.
Can I chuck a dungeon ration at it?
In its open mouth as it comes at you?
Tempting.
It takes a nibble at you. You take 5 damage, but don't you have a ton of armor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have 3 armor. Two so armor. You only... Three. Because you have a shield. Your 2 armor from the scale armor. So you have 3. So you only take 2 damage from this as this gopher bites you.
Tis but a flesh wound.
But it has you, and they're unable to pull you out because this gopher is trying to pull you down. So everybody else, what do you do?
It, gopher.
Shoot.
Gopher, I was trying to save you because all you're trying to do is the cycle.
Scratch, 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 scratch. It's trying to pull you down.
Speaking of scratching, harm this.
Can I just send Fluffernubs down to start, like, Fluffernubs is tiny, and this gopher thing is big. It seems to me like there's some exploitable holes that Fluffernubs can crawl inside. I'm thinking, like, ears, okay, Meech? Don't get any wrong ideas.
He heard me say, oh my god, super loud.
Yeah, I was about to say that same thing. Is this a called shot, then, or is this just a regular attack?
It was called shot or command, I guess. Actually, called shot can be better in this case.
Yeah.
That's funnier.
Yeah. So I just take Fluffernubs and throw her like a football right at it. Go, Fluffernubs, go!
Roll dexterity and add its... Oh, you add ferocity with damage. Okay.
Oh, God!
What happens to Fluffernubs?
Do I add anything?
I'm trying to read. When you attack the same target at ferocity, when you track at cunning, take damage. No.
Nope.
You just picked it up and chucked it.
I'm getting a very big Varel vibe here.
I know, fine. I'm surprised.
Fluffernubs wanted it to happen. Fluffernubs believed in me. Maybe wronged me.
Fluffernubs is stubborn, though.
Are you sure Fluffernubs didn't just scratch your arm up?
Yeah.
My arm is just fine, okay? Fluffernubs is ready to go.
No, you throw Fluffernubs and you see Fluffernubs just bail. Fluffernubs is stubborn. Fluffernubs is not gonna, you're not gonna be able to command.
I throw Fluffernubs into the hole, and as soon as Fluffernubs goes just a little bit further into the hole, She's like, sees the size of the thing, like, nope, and just hangs on to the rope that's down there and just starts climbing back up.
Yeah, just like, I want out of this. This is not it. So,
but, we just talked about this. You were gonna go down there and attack the giant worm.
Mark XP for that, by the way.
Leffer knows why.
Alrighty, but yeah, so you're like, you're not gonna be able to use commands for the rest of this encounter.
Oh God.
Who needs commands when I got bows and arrows?
What do you guys do?
I want to discern realities.
All right, roll wisdom. 8. One question.
What here is valuable or useful to me? And I'm asking it from a perspective of, like, is this thing diseased? Is it angry? Is it just hungry? What's up with this guy?
Angry and hungry would definitely be on the list. You look around and you notice, like, there's like some grasses and stuff in the corner. You suspect that, oh, maybe they were building a nest here. So you're just in their home.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't very useful for me.
That's okay. That's good to know. Cute.
It was
the gopher.
God damn it.
That, I didn't mean for that to happen just now, by the way. It's just
groupie gophers.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you do? Mina, you still have bows and arrows. You can still just shoot it.
Yeah, that's my next approach.
Okay.
I guess this thing has a friend in its gowls. Gowls? Jowls?
There you go.
That took a bite out of his foot or his foot or something. Holding on to his pants, like trying to pull it down. Yeah. Joe, what do you do?
Can I take a look at my interesting looking rock by discerning reality?
Sure.
That is a wisdom.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What were you trying to do?
Not be smart.
Yeah.
Seeing if any, since we're closer to the megalith.
Uh-huh.
Seeing, my thought is, perhaps it's doing something interesting here.
I don't think you're close enough.
You know what? I'm going to take a look again through my fool's luck.
Okay, roll again. 9. Reduce your fool's luck by 1 and
bullish
and ask question.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I have to do the second result if it's a hit.
Yeah.
I look at it. Nothing's going on. I rub it in my hands, go, come on, rock. Look at it again, and now it's glowing very vibrantly.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting. Alright, little rock. You can do this. I'm going to throw... This time, you're not going to betray me.
What's your question?
I throw this rock.
Well, hang on.
Put the giant mole rat's eyes. I go right there. I'm going to hit you right there. I throw the rock right at the eyeballs.
Real quick, 1 second. We're going to do this in order. Yes. So this was a wisdom. You're going to try to discern realities? Or was this a defy danger wisdom?
So this was a...
When you closely study a situation...
Danger? No. It was.
I don't think it was defy danger. I think it was discerning. You were trying to discern realities about this little thing, right? So, what's your question then? You get to ask 1 question on a 9, and I think we'll figure out the answer together. What here is useful or valuable to me?
Did this wrong. Okay. What is not what appears to be? Is there anything out of place that we can utilize?
Out of place. I think. One of the big things is that, you're as you're like rubbing the rock and stuff, it does start to glow as you're here. So maybe this is the moment of like, we're like pretty close to the megalith. So like there's a reaction here. Something's happening and it's a little bit glowing and stuff. As for the something out of place, the gopher's out of place. These things don't.
Basically, I'm trying to find if there's anything I can do aside from throw my rock.
Oh, it's just a big creature, and it's not very intelligent. So, like, you would either have to, like, scare it off or try to run away from it or kill it. Like, it's not very intelligent. It doesn't seem interested in, like, talking to anybody. It's not, like, a curious thing. It just seems like, you're in my home. I'm going to get you guys. So... Yeah, I think it's just the glowing, just stone is reacting to the megalith then, the biggest thing. But yeah, as you throw it, if you're going to throw the rock still, that'd be a dexterity.
Okay. let me do this way. So that was the second, the reroll here. Succeeded, only through sheer luck. Tell me if this doesn't happen as the GM. Rubbing the rock, like, okay, gotta do something, gotta do something. It starts vibrating, it glows and kind of just with a blinding light, kind of bursts out of my hand. I go, to my hands. I drop it, and it starts falling toward the creature. The creature sees it and goes, gets freaked out by this light and just runs off.
He does seem interested in the light, that's for sure. That's what Dalem kind of did. I think that's, would that be the success to use the skirt off? I think, what would that roll be?
Yeah, just trying to make it in line with the fool's luck kind
of
thing.
Yeah, of just like, oh my god, surprise, and you drop it.
Yeah.
Would that be, just to explain how you succeed through sheer luck. Okay, yeah then. Okay, so it's blinding enough, like, as it's glowing, it like pulses and it just like, it just basically flashes in it. This is like an underground creature, so this light is enough to like, you hear it like squeal, let go, it lets go of Dalem and just starts screwing away. But I think with a 9 though, I'm wondering if like it just expends it. If, like, you can find the rock later if you want to go get it, but there's no magic in there right now. How's that?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that rock. It's a good rock. I love that rock. All
right, well, maybe
you saved us.
Maybe
once.
You can recharge it some way, but it's spent. Yep. But the good news is that gopher is gone, so you guys can pull Dalem out.
Yeah. Coming out of there, Dalem.
Yeah.
Dalem, did you happen to just catch it on the way while you're up?
The rock? Probably not. I don't think so. Yeah. No, but you got the rope. You guys can spend a moment going down there and get it if you need to.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Hold Dalem up.
So wait.
My rock.
Joe threw this rock, it flashed bright, and it kind of scared the thing off.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Cool.
Yeah.
Scared of lights.
Yeah. Okay. Do you spend any other time looking around the nest, or do you guys just like, do you just grab the rock and get out of there?
I'm down to spend as little time as here as possible. We're already close to the monolith. Let's check that out instead.
Okay.
So I'll go down. I'll do, I'll grab my rock and do one quick look.
Let's see. It's definitely, this creature is definitely interested in like little shiny things. So you're able to find like a couple gems that are worth about 80 coin worth of gems around.
All right. Eight. Probably got 108 coin.
Great. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.